We've spoken to Joel Kotkin many times. He's an expert on urban life in America and particularly here in Southern California. And he's a columnist and distinguished fellow at in urban studies at Chapman University. And you can read him in the opinion pages of the Orange County Register. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Appreciate it. You wrote a piece in the Orange County Register, America, House Divided Over Race, and there's been much talk about this. We're just doing the story today that some loser was dropping KKK leaflets on some homes in Orange County. And, of course, we know the controversy over, Al Sharpton screaming that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was discriminatory because they didn't nominate enough people of color, and all of the police shooting controversies from Ferguson to Staten Island to wherever. You've written about this now. Obviously there's differences over race in America. I'm not naive to that. But a lot of times I really feel that this is a media-created problem. I really do. I really feel like CNN just obsesses on anything related to race, and they just fixate on it, and they take outlier cases and then make it look like it's normal.
Well, I think the issue is, of course, there is a race issue in America. The problem is what we talk about is usually the most ephemeral thing. Like, you know, whether or not an African-American wins an Academy Award this year, really is not doesn't really matter very much. And in the scheme of things, you know, these unfortunate incidents with the police, you know, are reflective of something that happens. And on occasion, the police are definitely in the wrong. But these are just things that happen on a general basis. The big problem, which is what we talked about in the Register and in other writing I've done, is what's happening economically to African Americans, and somehow that doesn't seem to be the main concern.
Well, it should be, because that's something that we've talked about 1,000 times on this show, that going back as far as 1977, when Jimmy Carter warned about what was happening because of the influx of cheap labor via illegal immigration, and that's something that we've doubled down on over the generations. Barack Obama even talked about it when he was Senator Obama in one of his memoirs. He understood that there's a direct correlation between flooding the market with cheap labor and how it impacts people of color already in the country.
And there's no question that that's happening. There are other things that are going on, the nature of the recovery, where the economy is going. You know, we see some of the most extreme differences here in California because, unlike some other parts of the country, we didn't participate in the energy boom, which created a lot of jobs. Then we're really looking on the outside on the industrial boom. So many of the sectors that historically have been ways that minorities have moved up in society are particularly hard hit by California. So the great irony in a ranking we did for Forbes on African Americans is that out of the 15 best places for African Americans, 12 were in the old Confederacy.
Well, of course, Atlanta in many ways is the capital of Black America, and it has been for a very long time.
And there are strong Black institutions. You know, one thing we don't have, for instance, in California, and I think it's in part because we were not as segregated, we don't have the strong African American universities. Our structures don't seem to be as strong as they are in places like Washington, D.C. And Atlanta, and I think that plays a role. But we have to really say, what are the big problems facing the African-American community? And, to some extent, the Americans in general. One is lack of economic progress, and two, and related to it, is problems in the family structure.
Well, that's a problem across the board. We know that having children outside of marriage is one of the chief agents of poverty. It's a driving engine of poverty. And that's across the board, by the way. That's true for whites as well as blacks and any other ethnic group you got. But again, we get into this seemingly endless debate over personal responsibility versus the social safety net and society's obligations.
Right. Well, I think that this has become a topic that you almost get pilloried for raising the idea of, the problems in the family structure, which, are certainly more acute in the African-American community statistically than the rest of the country, including Hispanics. But, this is a big problem, and it's not comfortable. You know, it's much easier to take a symbolic step, you know, like going disrupting somebody's brunch or something like that, or making some sort of grand gesture by lying down in the middle of traffic. But the biggest problem facing, you know, America and particularly the African-American community is family breakdown and lack of economic opportunity, and that's where the focus can be. And frankly, I'd like to see conservatives and progressives say, okay, here's the problem, how do we solve it, instead of obsessing with things that are somewhat more symbolic.
You can read Joel Kotkin's piece and more on the opinion pages of the Orange County Register. To get the newspaper delivered and receive full digital access, visit ocregister.com/subscribe. Joel, as always, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.